You've heard of Grammarly, and you might think it's a fancy spell check, but people on your team have been using it and loving it for years, because it does way more than you realise. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner that works seamlessly across apps and websites and can write an instant first draft in a few clicks, not a few hours. When every word your team writes is clear, concise, and on brand, companies can save 19 days per employee per year. Learn what better writing can do for your company at Grammarly.com. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
From the heart of where innovation, money, and power collide, in Silicon Valley and beyond, this is Bloomberg Technology with Emily Chang.
Chang in Las Vegas for the retail event of the year, Shop Talk, where brands from around the world have gathered to talk about the future of commerce. I caught up with Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi earlier to talk about everything from their vision to create a super app to Ukraine and inflation. Here's what he had to say.
So I understand this is your first Shop Talk.
This is my first Shop Talk.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
A few years ago, you wouldn't expect the CEO of Uber to be at a conference talking about the future of retail.
Many things have changed in a few years.
Indeed. So why are you here? Why do you believe Uber is the future of retail?
Well, I don't think that we're the future of retail, but we can certainly help drive the future of retail. If you step back, on-demand has completely reshaped transportation. It's completely reshaped e-commerce. You know, Amazon is kind of the big player there. And we are right in the middle of reshaping it in terms of local commerce goes. It is happening right now, and we can be a force, and essentially we can bring all of the fulfillment technology that we have on a local basis, pricing, matching, routing, et cetera, and use it to power our local merchant partners to essentially out Amazon on a local basis.
So the goal is to be sort of an anti-Amazon. Like, if you can get it there in 2 hours, that's a lot faster than 24 hours, which what Amazon is doing now.
Correct. I think Amazon had an unfair advantage, and they built a national, essentially, fulfillment network, a vertical fulfillment network, and created an incredible business as a result of it. And I think now you're seeing technologies like Shopify come in, the Stripes come in, et cetera. We are, think of us essentially as a local Shopify. We can help you power your local online commerce. And the Uber platform and the Uber audience is unrivaled in the world. So I think that not only can we use our technology to power local merchants, but we can bring to them an audience that no other player can.
Shopify CEO Toby Lutka told me, if Amazon is building an empire, we're arming the rebels. How would you put it?
We're arming the local rebels.
So the question is how? Amazon has a huge advantage. They've got all of these logistics centers. You are barely cracking the grocery market, which is, you know, a pick and pack operational model, which is different than just picking up food and dropping it off. So tell me about the how.
Well, I think the how is, first of all, the local logistics has been built out, right? The boxes are there, our grocery partners, our retail partners have built out an incredible infrastructure that they've invested in over many, many years. Our technology essentially allows that infrastructure to be tied into your local home. And for us, what's unique about us is that we're the only go-get platform out in the world. And especially in a world that's opening up, whether a consumer comes to your store and wants to shop in person, or whether that person wants to get that good delivered at home within an hour, we're neutral. We can power both. And essentially, we can be that omni-channel partner for the local merchant. And we do well whether the consumer comes to you or whether we use our delivery network and the largest set of couriers, drivers in the world to get it to your home. Again, we're neutral and we can power both use cases.
Now, cousin Greg from Succession tells me that Uber can get me a lot of things these days, including things that I shouldn't eat. I believe we have a clip of cousin Greg. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
You can now get anything delivered with Uber Eats, but take it from me, that doesn't mean you can eat anything you get. Burger, that is an eat. Paper towels, don't eat. Bottle of vino, eats by drinking. Nanas, eats every morning. Dog toy, don't eat unless you're a good boy. Toothpaste, that's a stumper. This game just got really hard. It's, yeah, it's an eats, but it's a don't swallows.
That's my favorite
he's
of the
great.
New campaigns. Was that improvised or written? Did
I
he just
come
up with
apparently
that?
No, apparently he's a very funny guy.
This is a big marketing campaign for you. I think unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen one of these ads. How much did this campaign cost, and is it paying off? Is it driving people to the platform who didn't know about this whole don't eats thing?
Oh, absolutely. No, the awareness of eats now not being just about food, but about being everything other than food as well, has increased substantially within our audience. And if you step back, you know, we are that kind of, call it the local operating system for everyday life. As a consumer, wherever you want to go, whatever you want to get, we can get it to you. And what we found is we're able to transition from being a mobility-only company. We were late to the food game, right? We were not one of the early entrants in the food game. We now, with Uber Eats, are at a $50 billion run rate in gross bookings. We're the biggest player in terms of food globally outside of China. And we're seeing the same kind of behavior, which is the Uber customer who said, oh, you can take me someplace, now you can get me my food. They're saying, oh, you can get me my groceries. Wow, you can get me dog food, et cetera. So we're seeing the behavior of our customers because of the frequency and the habits that we're forming with them. We've got their identity. We already have their payments information. We probably know where you live. We have more drivers and couriers than anyone else because they are driving and courier. Just from a functional, everyday ease standpoint, consumers are coming to our platform and they keep deepening their relationship with us. Earners have many more opportunities to earn, and as merchants, you now have access to this incredible customer base, whether you want to access it through the marketplace, whether you want to use our advertising platform, or if you just want our fulfillment platform. Hmm. Hey, give us local logistics, and I want to sell through my own platform as well. We're completely flexible working anyway with merchants, and we take this very, very seriously.
What if everyone at work were an expert communicator? What if every doc, message, and email they wrote was perfectly clear and concise? Inbox numbers would drop, customer satisfaction scores would rise, and everyone would be more productive. That's where Grammarly comes in. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner that understands your business and can transform it through better communication. Companies that use Grammarly save an average of 19 days per employee per year. That's because with Grammarly's AI, what used to take a few hours only takes a few clicks, like generating an instant first draft in your company voice or tailoring a message to your specific audience and goals. And Grammarly's personalized on-brand writing help is built in everywhere your team works, across 500,000 apps and websites. Plus, it's safe, secure, and already IT approved. Join 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly with their words and their data. Learn more at Grammarly.com. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
So today you're announcing a new deal with BP, yes. Which gets you obviously BP of the BP, also a network of convenience stores. What does this get you?
Well, this is our first global convenience partnership with BP. We started working with them on a local basis and growing from there. We essentially now work with them in five different countries, and we're going to be wiring up over the next 2 to 3 years 3,000 BP convenience locations. And this is all about getting anything you want within 30 minutes, which is proving out to be a delightful experience. The key in terms of that fast, delightful experience is it gets you in the door for the appointment viewing. If you can get me ice cream, you know, in 15 minutes, you will have a much higher shot of then getting me the big basket shopping, the appointment viewing, which is what Corner Shop has done and we're bringing onto the Uber Eats platform.
So could it get a deal for your drivers on gas? That's the big question.
Well, you've seen us now introduce a surcharge in the U.S., and there are various different approaches that we are taking internationally as well. You know, we look at the cost of driving for our drivers or couriers who use our platform pretty seriously, and we will look to offset those costs either through a pass-through, like the fuel surcharge, which goes 100% to drivers and couriers, or through deals with merchants, and you can bet that we're having discussions with BP as well.
Okay, so that could happen.
Of course it could happen. And I would say it's not only in terms of fuel, but it's also thinking about electrification, how, you know, the recharging EVs on a local basis as well is going to be an area. So we're having all of these discussions with many players around the globe.
So let's talk about these gas prices. $7, over $7 in Southern California. How much higher are you prepared for them to go, and how long do you think this is going to last?
You can't, no one can predict the future, but I do think that we're certainly hoping that the worst of gas prices is behind us, and we will look to be a partner with drivers, with couriers, and with merchants, because in the end, it is in our interest for people to move around in the cities. While inflation is serious and real, We haven't seen it have any kind of a material effect on business. People are getting out, lots, tons of people here. People are ordering, et cetera. So we've done our part in order to lessen the financial bite on our earners, and we'll see where we go from there.
Still, you've got drivers who say it's not enough. They were already struggling to make ends meet. This really hurts. And this surcharge, as I understand it, goes through May 11th. What happens after May 11th?
I think it depends. It depends on where fuel prices are. Hopefully, if these terrible events in Ukraine resolve themselves, we will have some relief. But we're definitely going to look at it. And if we don't see relief, then we'll determine how to go forward. It's in our interest for our earners to earn a good, flexible living that they're satisfied with.
You know, you were also the CEO of Expedia,
yes,
in an earlier era. I mean, what is your assessment of the scale of, obviously we're facing massive geopolitical uncertainty, a humanitarian crisis. What's your assessment of the economic crisis that we're facing? Inflation is at 40-year highs.
Inflation is real, and I think anyone who says that it's going to go away, I think is kidding themselves at this point. We haven't seen any signs of inflation abating. No, I think that it's, first of all, it is in everyone's humanitarian interest to make this conflict come to an end, come to a peaceful end. I think if we are successful there and the early signal seems to be good, then I think the setup for worldwide economic growth is actually really strong, right? The reopening is real, consumers are spending, they have been flush with government essentially subsidies. We have to now replace those government subsidies with economic subsidies, and that means local economic activity. The more people get out there, the more the economic subsidies kind of take over, so to speak, and we can grow the economy, not at the rates that we have, let's say last year, but at rates above inflation. That's certainly the goal, and we can be a part of that.
What kind of activity are you seeing? If, you know, we're not just facing gas prices, but inflation, an ongoing pandemic, how is that impacting prices, rides, deliveries, and demand?
So activity at this point is very robust. That's it at higher prices. But we're seeing, and if you look at our commerce business, we're seeing essentially best months ever, even in 2022. Our mobility business continues to hit post-pandemic records. And the same for our delivery business. So we are benefiting from a secular trend, right? More people want more on-demand local services and or transportation. So I think as an entity, we are benefiting from secular tailwinds and habits moving over to our platform that probably may be hiding some weakness. But within our business and within our ecosystem, we're not seeing any kind of weakness. And we think our merchant partners can benefit from that.
What if everyone at work were an expert communicator? What if every doc, message, and email they wrote was perfectly clear and concise? Inbox numbers would drop, customer satisfaction scores would rise, and everyone would be more productive. That's where Grammarly comes in. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner that understands your business and can transform it through better communication. Companies that use Grammarly save an average of 19 days per employee per year. That's because with Grammarly's AI, what used to take a few hours only takes a few clicks. Like generating an instant first draft in your company voice, or tailoring a message to your specific audience and goals. And Grammarly's personalized on-brand writing help is built in everywhere your team works, across 500,000 apps and websites. Plus, it's safe, secure, and already IT approved. Join 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly with their words and their data. Learn more at Grammarly.com. Grammarly, easier said, done.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Now, a lot of people may not realize that Eats and Rides are almost the same size, and they seem to be growing in tandem, $2.4 versus $2.3 billion as of the fourth quarter. With this bet on retail, do you see Eats and Don't Eats becoming bigger than Rides? And how much bigger eventually?
That is absolutely the goal. So, for perspective, our Uber Eats business 4 years ago was at a $4 billion gross bookings run rate. It's now at a $50 billion plus gross bookings run rate in only 4 years. Our retail business, grocery and retail business, Corner Shop and our new verticals, are at a $4 billion run rate. So I've told my team 4 years from now, you better be a 50, otherwise the CEO is going to be very disappointed in you. So that business and the Eats mainline food business continues to grow. But just for perspective, we added over 120,000 non-food merchants in the U.S. just this last year. So as we get more merchants connected into our platform and the content is there, the ease of use of our platform from rides to food to now Don't Eats takes over, and consumers start to go back and forth throughout the platform.
And is it bigger than rides? Ultimately. I know these are your two children, but
yeah, you're asking me to choose between my two children. They certainly have a chance of being bigger than rides. If you look at the total addressable market of food and local commerce, they are bigger than mobility. But it's going to be a great race, and I win either way.
What are the unit economics of retail, and how are they different from food and grocery, and what are you learning from all of these other, you know, logistical initiatives that you've had to this point?
So generally, we're able to make the unit economics work more so than our competitors because the cost of customer acquisition for us is essentially zero because we have the largest global audience out there. And we already have built a logistics commerce ecosystem that's highly efficient against our competitors. So on the retail side, early on, our unit costs or our unit profitability is going to be early on de minimis. Mm-hmm. We're not looking to make money here. We're looking to partner up with our merchants and essentially get you, our audience, as quickly as possible and drive your logistics costs as low as possible.
So could this then erode some of the profitability progress that delivery has made?
We are essentially the growth and the incremental profitability from our mobility and our Eats business are more than enough to pay for the investments that we're making in retail. So overall, what we talked about with investors is a target of $5 billion and EBITDA in 2024, within the scope of the growth rate beyond that being significant. So we can invest and we can grow both top line and bottom line at the same time.
So there still seem to be questions about the longer term sustainability of the delivery model. Uber shares are down, DoorDash shares are down, Instacart just dropped its valuation by 40% from $39 to $24 billion. Is there going to be consolidation here? And I know there are even many more competitors globally, but can all of these companies survive?
I think there will be consolidation. I mean, for perspective, there isn't a single mobility or delivery player outside of the U.S. that's profitable. Mm. So a lot of them are making promises about being profitable, but they're not profitable. We are, on an EBITDA basis, profitable outside of the U.S. and globally, both in mobility and with a delivery business. So we have gotten to that profitability. We have a scale and an audience that no one else has, and we made the early investments in globalizing, unlike other companies. It's very expensive early on to globalize. So there will be consolidation, and I think because of our size and scope, we're, you know, a few yards ahead of the competition at this point.
Uber has rapid delivery exposure mm-hmm. through GoPuff. Can rapid delivery for retail exist, and how might Uber get into it?
Absolutely. So we are, for example, partnering up with Carrefour in France to power rapid delivery. I think rapid delivery should be a part of every local grocery player's offerings. It can be set up, we think, in a capital light way, and we can essentially help our local partners power local delivery in a very, very light way, and we can get that 30-minute delivery time that is, you know, the delight meter up at a level that matches competition. Absolutely.
The delight meter, I like it. Amazon has streamlined their logistics operation with the help of robotics. And I know that Uber walked away, sold its self-driving car business, but still has a stake.
Very much so.
Do you see a role for robotics here, for robotic delivery help?
Absolutely. So we think that the first probably use case that you're going to see in scale is going to be in trucking. Highway driving is a lot easier to solve than, let's say, city driving. And Aurora, whom we're partnered with, is very much focused on that kind of driving. And then you will see, essentially, that kind of automation find its way into other parts of the ecosystem. Same thing with grocery. Right now, automation makes sense in larger, essential warehouses. And over a period of time, as it becomes more economical, you'll see automation make its way into essentially the everyday.
So what does that mean for drivers?
What it means for drivers is that you're going to have robot drivers and you're going to have people drivers. And what you see with automation is that automation takes care of the simple, repeatable, low-value tasks. And humans can focus on the more complex, high-value tasks as well. That will be true in our logistics ecosystem as well. There's this drama, or the robot's going to replace people. over and over again, robots augment people. And we think that'll be true in transportation, and it will be true in logistics as well.
So here's a big question. It's still called Uber Eats.
If
you're delivering stuff that you don't eat as well, do we need a new name?
It's working, but, you know, we're going to think about it. Certainly, the big ad campaign was a big test, right? Can the Eats brand expand? And right now, the signal that we're hearing is a very, very loud yes.
So, Uber Eats and Don't Eats, does that work?
Uber Eats and be careful, Don't Eats, yes.
Maybe you'll have to ask Cousin Greg. So give us, as we close, give us the vision. 5 years out, how will Uber be different?
5 years out, essentially, we are going to build that local operating system for everyday life. Anywhere you want to go, whether you want to use an Uber or you want to use a taxi or you want to use a bus or you want to use a subway, we'll get you the best way there. We'll identify the best way, make it absolutely smooth and delightful. Anything you want to get, whether it's food or groceries or pet food or makeup, essentially, you will be able to get in your home as well. And we will open up our technology so that our merchant partners can plug into that OS any way they want.
All right. We'll have to catch up again 5 years out.
Five years from now, hopefully.
Dara Khosrowshahi, everyone.
Thank you.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.